In the name of the glorious Trinity, Father and Son and Holy Spirit, forever. Amen. Glory be to the everlasting mercies which sent you to us, O Christ, the light of the world and the life of all. Give us wisdom by your law and enlighten our impulses by your knowledge. Sanctify our souls by your truth and grant that we may be obedient to your words and may fulfill your commandments at every hour. O you, who enlightens the rational with the knowledge of your greatness, do enlighten, O my Lord, our thoughts, that we may meditate upon your holy and divine scriptures at all times, O Lord of all, Father and Son and Holy Spirit forever. Amen. Well, hello everyone. Receive the peace of our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. It's great to be back again. We had a little break. I was on vacation. Shout out to my brothers and sisters in Sydney and Melbourne, Australia. Thank you for your love, your kindness, your warm hospitality. And thank you for all your feedback regarding the Double-Edged Sword podcast. And all glory is only and alone to be given to our Lord for his gracious love, for his gracious mercies, and for deeming us worthy to dare to present these programs, which are exposition on the Holy Scriptures. So thank you all, and please do share this this podcast with others. I was surprised some of the people were telling me that when I met them, they didn't know about the podcast, but I suppose it takes time. It's been less than a year, I think. No, it's been 2 years. Oh, sorry. And thank you to the producers. Some of you didn't know, but the producers of this program are my dear brother Stephen Lelham and dear sister Adrina Oshana. They do an amazing job. And we have some new ideas which we've received from you, some suggestions on topics and other materials. So we're working on it. But what I'd like for you all to do, and most importantly, is to keep this ministry in your prayers. It's not about Asha Jenard or Father Jenard. It's not about Stephen or Adrina. It's not about anyone. It's about preaching the all-sanctifying Word of God to the world. These are amazing gifts that God has given us. You know, social media has its downfall and has its evil, but we can use evil for good. And let's all pray that the Lord will continue to bless and he will guide, and that everything we do, we always do for his glory first and foremost and for the salvation of souls. So let's get into today's topic, and I'm going to quote scripture as we always do, Romans chapter 12, verse 14. And I think this is one of those difficult asks, one of those difficult obligations that we have. You know, there are many things we read in the scriptures. It's like when we read them, we get this feeling, yeah, I don't know if I can do that. That's not very easy. That's not realistic. Well, that's not fair, you know. But you know what? It's not about being realistic, and it's not about being easy. It's not about being fair. It's about the statutes, the commandments of God, and through the scriptures, through the Holy Scriptures, through the teachings of the church fathers, that we must always be prepared to adhere to and to fulfill to the best of our capability and the best of our knowledge through prayer and the intervention of the Holy Spirit. So Romans chapter 12, verse 14 commands, bless your persecutors. So some of you are now probably slam the brake if you're driving, right? What? Bless my persecutors? Yeah, and Paul goes on to say, bless and do not curse. Do not cuss. Do not curse, basically. Baliata in Assyrian. Now, this is an extension to Christ's commandment himself. Matthew chapter 5, verses 43 to 46. You have heard that it has been said in the law, which was given by God, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. Yes. Now, this is being realistic. This sits so beautifully to the heart, right? Love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But Jesus says, even the demons do that. So if we love our neighbors and hate our enemies, we're on par with the demon. Let's repent. But I say, who is this I now? Jesus, because he is God. Praise and glory be to his name. But I say to you, love your enemies and bless him that curses you. Oh, here we go again. Those difficult obligations and responsibilities that we have. Love your enemies and bless him that curses you, and do good to him that hates you, and pray for them that lead you in bonds and that persecute you. Now, this is all because of faith, obviously. Jesus is talking about those who have been persecuted for their faith, not being persecuted because of their own foolishness and fault. You know, we have no credit for that. You know, when you make a mistake, you know, you reap what you sow. The repercussions of your mistakes are your own fault. You know, Saint Peter writes this in his first epistle, chapter 2, verse 20. But what honor is it to those who endure suffering because of their foolishness? But when you do what is good and they afflict you and you endure, then it magnifies your honor with God. Oh, listen to these guys. It magnifies your honor with God. You want to have honor, iqara, with God. You want to have iqara kis'alaha, luath'alaha, right? Be afflicted for good. So when Jesus is saying, bless your persecutors and your enemies, and St. Paul reiterates that as well, he's talking about our persecution because of our faith. Our persecution because of our humility, because of our faith. Our persecution because of our love, because of our faith. So to better understand the term bless, we need to refer to the author of blessings. And who is that? Our Heavenly Father, God through his Son, our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. And we need to reflect that same blessings. Do as Jesus did. D-A-J-D. Do as Jesus did. Question. What is the greatest blessings that you and I receive from God? One that we pray would never end. You know, I mean, I'm sure everyone has their own blessings that they thank God for every day. Is it only good health? Is it wealth? Is it knowledge? Is it understanding? Is it a great career? Beautiful children? A great lifestyle? Friends? Family? Well, personally, the greatest blessings that I receive from God, and I ask and beseech that he would never end them, regardless of my foolishness, is the blessings of God's patience with me, long-suffering. There is a prayer in the early morning prayers. We say, every day I promise that I will repent. Days pass and my sins are still standing. O Lord, have mercy on me. Be patient. Be long-suffering with me. And why? Is because God does not want me to die in my sins. God's desire is for me to repent. To repent and to live, so that when I'm living in Christ, in his Son, I will then live eternally. I will be saved and live eternally in the kingdom of heaven. Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 23, and we recite this in the diaconate litany. God said, I do not desire the death of a sinner, says the Lord of Lords, but that he would return from his evil way and he will live. That's patience. Again, in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9, the Lord God does not delay his promises as people consider delay, but he is patient for your sakes, and because he is not willing that any person would perish, but that every person would come to conversion. So patience is the characteristics of the blessings of God, is the greatest blessing as far as I'm concerned. Everyone has their own blessings. So when the scriptures are when Christ and the scriptures are commanding us to bless our persecutors, be patient with them. Be patient. Understand. Wait. be patient more with the Lord, because the Lord can see, and allow the Lord to intervene and the Lord to take vengeance. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. Give place to the Lord vengeance. So bless your persecutors off the bat. Be patient with them. Another blessing that we receive continuously and without partiality, is that God understands. He understands why we are where we are. He understands there is a reason why people do what they do. He is God. We must too understand that there is always a reason why people are who they are, say what they say, and do what they do. And I always bring this example. When I watch those shows that are about, you know, the prison shows, and they're interviewing the prison, the inmates, and, you know, I remember watching an interview with a young lady. I think she was in her late 20s. And she was in jail for murder. But when I heard her lifestyle, what she went through, I didn't begin to justify the murder and the sin, but I started to understand. I started to have compassion, to sympathize that, well, maybe if I had this same difficult, treacherous lifestyle, I may have ended up where this person has ended up. So there is a reason. You know, sometimes we say, why do people do this? We say, because they're stupid, right? They're idiots. That's a reason. Someone is stupid. What do you do with someone that's stupid? You try to help that person. You know, you be patient with that person and understand that this person is doing this because of this. You know, my persecutors are persecuting me for my faith or whatever it is because of this. Be understanding, because our God is understanding with us. God knows exactly why we do what we do. You know, I love the verse in Psalm chapter, verse 4 in Psalm chapter 2. He who sits in heaven will laugh, and the Lord God will mock them. Not that God laughs with his cheeks, as one of the fathers is commenting, or expresses mockery with his nose, but rather through his saints. When we laugh at something that is pity, puny, stupid, that's like God is. But we must understand that there is a reason why this person is like this. So to bless your persecutors is to be patient, to understand that there must be a reason. You know, that reason may be me. Maybe my ignorance, my self-confidence, self-righteousness, that my persecutors are doing what they're doing to me. So blessings, again, patience, understanding, and to know that we are weak, we are frail. You know, God knows that we are weak. That's why he extends his invitation through his son. In Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, come unto me, all of you, not only those, you know, let's read it carefully. Come unto me, all of you. Every one of you is laboring and is forced to bear burdens. Come unto me, all of you who are labored and are forced to bear burdens, and I shall give you rest. Because he understands. He knows our weakness. So too we need to understand. And this will help us bless our persecutors. These are some of the hints on how we can come to a position, get to a point where we really do bless our persecutors. It's a command. It's not a multiple choice. It's compulsory. You must do it because Jesus has commanded it. It's not for negotiation. It's not whether you like it or not, how it appeases you, how it sits right with you in your heart, in your mind, in your understanding, in your intellect. No, you do it. Why? Because Jesus has commanded it, because he did. What a blessing to all his persecutors, beloved. He's on the cross. He's in pain. He's in agony. His flesh is being torn with every breath that he takes. Listen to this. Stop, pull over. Stop washing your dishes. Stop vacuuming. Listen to this. He's on the cross. His wounds, you know, there must have been, he's a human being, he sweated. His wounds are being, you know, he's suffering with his wounds. And yet, look at the blessings. Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they're doing. Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they're doing. You know why? Because he knew why they're doing this. He knew that it had to happen. So we too have to know. We have to have some sort of an understanding, and we have to have some sort of a passion, a compassion and patience for our persecutors. To know that we're all sinners, we're all weak. If I am persecuted, rest assured, be assured that you too have persecuted someone some way or another. You know, this is what the older son in the parable of the parable of the prodigal son, or I call it the parable of the merciful father, in Luke chapter 15, verse 11 to 32, he didn't understand. He didn't understand that everything the father had is his anyway. He's still in the household. He's a part of the household. But the child, his brother, had left. And that's why his father says, listen, you must understand this. That is why I am blessing. That is why I'm having compassion. That this brother was lost and he's found, he's dead, and he now lives. So bless your persecutors with patience and understanding their issues. Lastly, God blesses us with compassion and pity. From the liturgy of the Assyrian Church, from the liturgy of the Holy Qurbana, in truth, O my Lord, we sing three times. See, you have persecuted God through your sins. One more time you have crucified Jesus because of your sins. We do this each time that we sin. But yet we come so confidently and we sing, in truth, O my Lord, we are not worthy. Bashrara marla shawenan, right? In truth, O my Lord, we are not worthy. Have pity on us, O my Lord, though we are not worthy. Even though we are not worthy, have pity on us through our frailty because of our many sins. We need to have compassion and pity, even if the persecutor is not worthy. But we need to, because this is what we ask God. You know, Jesus said, if you don't forgive, if you don't have compassion, if you don't show mercy, then I will not show mercy. The prayer of the Trisagion, the Holy God, Holy Mighty, Qaddish Ala, Qaddish Khaltana. Listen to what the priest is praying. Holy, glorious, mighty and immortal, whose will dwells and rests content in the saints. Turn, O my Lord, and pity and have mercy upon us, as you are accustomed to do at all times, O Lord of all, Father and Son and Holy Spirit forever. Amen. Compassion, pity. Unto you, O Lord God of hosts, the priest prays. We supplicate and ask, fulfill with us your grace and pour forth through us, that is the priesthood, your gift. And may the mercies and compassion of your Godhead be for the pardon of the debts of your people and for the forgiveness of the sins of all the flock of your pasture, whom you have chosen for yourself in your grace and mercies, O good one and lover of mankind, Lord of all, Father and Son and Holy Spirit forever. Amen. Yes, we dare to ask this. We dare to pray for this, but do we extend it to our brother, to our sister, and to our persecutors? James chapter 2, verse 13, for judgment is without mercy to him that shows no mercy. So why do we have to do this? Why are we asked to bless our persecutors? Apart from Christ and God, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit are at every time bestowing their compassion, their patience, their knowledge, their understanding, and their pity. This is Christianity, beloved. 2 Timothy 3:12, but also all those who choose to live in the worship of God in Jesus the Christ are persecuted. We will be persecuted. And we bless our persecuted, to close off with, is because of this. I encourage myself, I teach myself as the most unworthy servant of Christ to do persecute, to not to persecute my persecutors, to do bless my persecutors, is as though I'm saying thank you, because you are increasing my reward in the kingdom of heaven. You are increasing my honor with my heavenly Father. Persecuting me is giving me greater honor in the eye of God, my Father. The world persecutes Christianity. The world is persecuting Christ today. Why? Because Jesus said it. John chapter 15, verse 18. If the world hates you, know that it hated me before you. So prepare yourselves for persecution. Severe persecution, emotional persecution, personal persecution, spiritual persecution, physical persecution. We must be prepared. And what should our response be? God, forgive. God, bless. God, have compassion. God, have pity. So when Paul is reiterating Christ's commandments that we must bless our persecutors, we begin by being patient with them. Try this. And if it's hard, and if it's undoable, if it's incomprehensible, if it is most difficult, it's only because we don't want to take that first step. If we commit in prayer and ask the Lord to help us, Lord, you've commanded me to bless my persecutors. Give me the same heart, give me the same love, give me the same compassion that you possess, so I too can then extend it on my persecutors. So at the end of the day, God is glorified and man is saved. Praise and glory be to the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, now and at all times and forever. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed this week's message. Please don't forget to rate and review this podcast and share with your friends and family. For any future topic suggestions or to give us detailed feedback, please visit our link in the show notes, linktr.ee/doubleedgedsword. Until next time, God bless you all.